empowering believers through teaching, preaching, and demonstration of the uncompromised Word of God to fulfill their highest calling and change this world through Jesus Christ. To glorify God in all we do. To train up and send out believers. To cover the whole earth with the knowledge of the Lord. Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have an exciting program for you today. We're teaching on winning the world. Now, this comes out of the book of Acts, where we're beginning with the foundation scripture found in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, where Jesus says, "Ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and all the parts of the earth." So what's happening here is we're teaching on how to win the world. And one of the things that we're finding is that many times the church doesn't know its purpose. In other words, if a purpose of a thing is not known, one man said abuse is inevitable. And I think we've been kind of going off on one tangent or some kind of activity which has nothing to do with what God has called us to do because we really didn't know our purpose. And the other thing is that we have to have the right attitude about the world. And sometimes because of the wrong attitude, we've seen the world as our enemy and not the devil as our enemy. Well, God wants us to win the world. That's our harvest. Praise God. And we got to teach you how to get into it. So let's get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Get ready to take some good notes now. Let's go into it. It's called Winning the World. Acts chapter 1. It's called Winning the World. Say, winning the world. All right, in winning the world, I want to read and start reading at verse 4 of Acts chapter 1. Here is an account of Jesus being raised from the dead, appearing 40 days to his disciples and other people. And now he's making his last statements before going up to heaven. And it says here in verse 4, "And being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me." Now that wait has to do with a word we call tarry. How many of you have ever heard tarrying before? Some people now tarry for the Holy Ghost. Well, you don't need to tarry for the Holy Ghost anymore, because this tarry had to do with the Holy Spirit not had yet started his ministry in the earth, because Jesus had not gone back to the Father. But verse 5, "For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the" who? "Holy Ghost, not many days from now." Now understand that in our lives, there's a baptism into Christ. That's when we get born again. But then there's the baptism of the Spirit, where we get the upon experience, that the Holy Ghost comes upon us. Now, why does he come upon us? He comes upon us in verse 8, so that we shall receive what? Power. What did I tell you that power meant? Miracle working ability. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be what? Witnesses unto me, both where? In Jerusalem, come on, in all Judea and in Samaria and in other both parts of the earth. Now, I finished talking about redeemed from death, that we as believers don't have to allow death to come in our room like some grim reaper at night and just steal our lives. Okay? We learned that. We are no longer fearing death. But I also said it's appointed to men once to die, that's in Hebrews chapter 9, and then what? The judgment. You remember that scripture? So we all are going to have to stand before the judgment of God. People who are not saved, they stand before the judgment seat of, or the white throne judgment. The people are saved, they stand before the judgment seat of Jesus. And they are judged. Each one of them are judged. Out of the people who are not born again, they're going to be judged out of books that are going to be open. And all the works that they have committed, the things that they have done wrong, are going to be recorded in those books. The ones who are going to be judged by Jesus, other books are going to be open, and they're going to be judged according to the works that they have done. Not the wrong that they have done, but the works that they have done according to God and the things that He had planned for them to do. Have you got what I'm saying? So now, the people who are judged before the great white throne judgment, who never received Jesus Christ, there's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. They're going to be sentenced. And in sentencing, it's just like somebody sentenced in this natural world. If a person's sentenced, their sentence is pronounced based on the crime that they did. In other words, whatever the person did wrong, their sentence will be that level of punishment eternally. You got what I'm saying? Now, but those who are born again, they stand before Christ and they get rewards for the things that they have done. Got it. So there's good judgment and there's what? Bad judgment. The ones who judge good go up. The ones that judge bad, come on, go down. For me to stand before Christ and get rewarded for the things that I've done in this earth, I need to make sure I've done in this earth what I need to do to get myself my reward. Nobody in here got put out as a disciple or as a witness without the power. See, in this, for us to live victoriously, we need the Holy Spirit baptism. I was in a church before I got the Holy Ghost baptism, and I won't name it, but I was in a church, and they didn't teach this. Matter of fact, they stayed as far away from this as they could, and I know why now. But they did. Now, I'm lacking some power. Because even when temptation comes, I seem to just kind of flow with that. Say amen. And then repent again next Sunday. I could leave that church and then go down to a party at the club that night. Stay with me now. Stay with me. Don't run out on me. Now, the reason why I could do that is because I had no conviction. And the convicting power comes from the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will let you know you somewhere you ain't got no business being. Now, I feel kind of sorry for folk now who don't have the Holy Ghost. Because I look back at some of those folk who don't have the Holy Ghost, and I got the Holy Ghost, and I've gone, man, they still where they are. They're still complaining. They're still doing the same stuff. You know what I mean? And talking the same way. I'm just saying that people can do things because they don't have the fullness of what they need to live a victorious life. And I'm telling you now, I believe some preachers going to have some answering to do. Because they are letting people get in that church and then telling them, stay away from them Holy Ghost play people. Stay away from them Holy Ghost churches. And that is exactly what they need to witness. It says here that you receive miracle working abilities. Listen, that's part of what you've got to be doing so that the rewards can go up. See, we have come, because we come from so much tradition now. We done come from places that you just show up on Sunday. Now, what you do first is take a shower first, put on your Sunday go to meeting clothes, and then you go to the Sunday go meeting. You know, hey girl, hey, praise the Lord. Hey, Lucretia, yeah, hey, Bubba, yeah, yeah. So forth. You know, and then you get a little word, then praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Then go on back out. Now, you done checked off that square now, so you okay. Now, wait a minute. That ain't why you're supposed to come in here. See, we have a mandate to repossess this earth. Come on, you don't know your purpose. See, when somebody don't know their purpose, abuse is inevitable. We got to know what we've been born for, what you've been born again for. You got to be a witness. There are people out there right now that are waiting on a witness. And you got in you Holy Ghost power. Say amen to this. And I really believe that what we've been doing is we've been trying to coax people into the kingdom. You know what I mean? I mean, we've been trying to argue them into the kingdom. Or we've been trying to debate them into the kingdom. We've been trying to use savoir swear affair and try to get them into the kingdom. Wait a minute. We don't need to do that. We got a way to get them in. We can just be a witness. Here's what the Apostle Paul said. My speech and my preaching is not in the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Why? So that their faith won't lie in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. You see, God never intended for you to try to argue somebody in the kingdom. He intended for the power of Almighty God to flow through you, and they know without a doubt that Jesus is Lord. And we're trying to talk folks in. We're trying to, so far. You don't need to do that. Just be a witness. You follow the Holy Ghost, He'll set you up. He'll set you up. And you don't have the Holy Ghost. I mean, and I've seen folks that ain't got the Holy Ghost. And I said, well, how you reading your Bible? Yeah, I light me up a little reefer, just read John and so forth. I said, well, now how you gonna read John with all that smoke in your face? Now, I'm just saying, I do this and I do it. See, something's missing there. Come on, y'all laughing now. I know y'all looking at me funny. Don't be looking at me funny. Listen, say Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is there to help you get holy. I said holy. I said in the world. Come on now. But not of the world. Go back over here to John chapter 17 with me. I'm going to preach it. You ain't going to front me off because we going to be a witness. Yes, teacher. See, y'all trying to play games on me. And that's what's happening. Now, let me tell you how this all came about. God gave me a dream about 3 weeks ago. And the dream was there was a little baby. And this baby was put in one of those car seats. I don't know whether you, these little plastic car seats that a baby would sit in and you strap them in. Here's a baby in this car seat. And the car seat was sitting on the floor with the baby in it. And the baby was crying. And saints were standing from this church. And they were talking to one another with their backs to the baby. The baby was just crying. I'm just standing there looking. And the baby was just crying and crying. And they act like they never heard that baby. Folks, I need to read you the number of souls that we got saved in here since January. Got to be a couple of thousand. Where are they? I'll tell you where they are. They're in that baby seat. They're in that baby seat, and folks who are in here who are supposed to be helping disciple them, to feed them, to put that bottle in their mouth, to care for them, to keep the wolf from getting them. They ain't doing nothing but coming in here, checking off the thing, putting on their nice little old clothes, trying to look pretty and so forth. Ain't witnessing to a soul all during the week, and the baby's crying, and we don't even care. That's what's going on. And it's going on in churches all across this country. I'm telling you, folks, Judgment Day is coming. It's coming. I'm telling you, so help me. There is an economic earthquake that's coming, gonna shake everything right down to the core. See, sometimes people don't like you to preach hell. But let me tell you, you got to preach it. And preachers today don't like to preach. They don't even want to preach on the Holy Ghost. I ask them, I say, hey, man, I said, y'all getting people saved? I said, when y'all baptizing? Well, we try to baptize them. We try to once every 6 months. I said, well, how about filling them with the Holy Ghost? Don't y'all fill them with the Holy Ghost? Right there, because they need some power to stay saved. Well, we that so forth and so on. Now, I'm only saying this because in leadership today, it's going to take courage. Now, I want you to hear what I'm saying now, because I'm not looking for you to like what I'm saying. I'm looking for you just to hear what I'm saying. Because if you don't know your purpose, abuse in your life is taking place. It's inevitable because you don't know your purpose. And I'm saying with us here in this ministry, we getting all these people saved. Where are they? Who cares? The baby's crying. Don't nobody even hear it. So now what? What do we do? Somehow we done lost our purpose. Look what he said here. This is John chapter 17. It's going to be a good series. Amen. See, it's all right to talk about some money. But don't talk about souls. John chapter 17, verse 15. This is Jesus on his last prayers. I pray not that you should take them out of the world. He's saying he don't want you to pray the prayer, beam me up. You ain't going nowhere. But that thou should keep them from what? Keep them separated from the evil that's going on in there, Lord. And folks, the Holy Ghost helps to keep you holy. Amen. Helps to keep you separate. When a man is not teaching his congregation that they need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost, something is wrong with that teaching. Look at the next verse. They're not of the world, even as I'm not of the world. Sanctify them through thy what? Truth. Thy word is truth. Every time you get a truth in your life and you act on it, it separates you a little bit more from the world. And you see people are not separated from the world, that's because they're hearing it and not doing it. Keep going. Verse 18. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. He's sending you into the world. If you go back in the scriptures, he'll say, I'm sending you as a sheep among wolves. Look what he says here in verse 19. For their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also might be what? Sanctified through the truth. Sanctified means set apart. It means set apart. Now, you got something in you that because you have been chosen for this hour, God doesn't make any mistakes. So when he chose you, you didn't choose him. He chose you. And he chose you to send you into a world that was full of darkness. Oh, I know they're cussing up in there, but you got something in you that won't let you cuss. What happened to our evangelism? What happened to our discipleship? What happened to our desire for our first love? When you got first saved, you just head over heels for Jesus. Matter of fact, you were just obnoxious. Folks hated to see you come around. You was always talking about Jesus. But what happened now? No, you've left your love. And you're going to have to come back home. Because the babies are crying. You're the only arms and only legs the master has. If you don't go, he can't go. This man said that he went to preach at a certain place. I guess it was a church. Well, somebody was supposed to pick him up at the airport. And he got to the airport and waited. Well, he waited. They told him to pick him up by the luggage, you know, retrieval. Waited. Hour. 2 hours. 3 hours. Nobody. Didn't have a number. Just stuck. Then, maybe an hour or so later, a man walked up to him. Said, excuse me, are you Pastor Bishop? He said, yes, I am. He said, oh, thank God. He said, oh, I've been looking for you. He said, how long you been? He told him. He said, well, sir, I think the reason why I didn't get you is because you don't quite look like your picture. He said, I don't. He said, no, sir. He found out that they sent a picture that was 20 years old when he had an afro. I want you to follow what I'm saying. You don't quite look like your picture. You don't look like your picture. You don't look like the church in here. Something's wrong, folks. Now, I tell you why you don't look like the picture outside. It's because the wrong picture is inside. What we're going to do with these next few teachings? We're going to build another picture. Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now, again, that's called winning the world. Now, it's talking about us as a church being a witness to the world. You see, the way that we get to be that witness is, one, we have to have some power. And the power comes with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Oh, I've been to a church before when I first got started, mainline denominational church. Oh, they're playing music and so forth, but no baptism in the Holy Ghost. So no power. But now when I went to another church, I got the power. I'm telling you, I saw scriptures like I'd never seen them before. I was able to get rid of habits and never got rid of them before. I'll tell you, all kinds of things happened. Why? So that I could be the proper witness that God called me to be. You see, if you really want to live a victorious life, you need that power, the Holy Ghost power. The address and phone number on your screen, this is powerful. It's talking about winning the world. I mean, it might be your family that you need to be brought into the kingdom of God. It might be your people at work or people that are around you or some friends or neighbors or relatives. It might be even people that you don't like. You need to bring them into the kingdom of God. Well, with this teaching, you'll find out how to get the right attitude so you can get the power flowing through your life so that you can witness it to them in a way that they'll not be able to gainsay or resist. Praise God. It's a powerful teaching. Well, this is Bill Winston. That's all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith. The church had lost its vision. They had lost the image of who they were supposed to be and what they were supposed to do.
The world is waiting.
There are people out there right now that are waiting on a witness.
Waiting for answers, waiting for peace, waiting to be one. Bill Winston encourages you to unleash the power within you and demonstrate the love of God to the lost. It's time for the people of God to use the power of God for winning the world.
Jesus planned for us to do the same works that he did. Now, one of the things that he did the works for was these works were supposed to give proof of what Jesus said was true and that who Jesus really was.
order your copy of Winning the World by Bill Winston, and you'll learn the purpose of the church, the power you have to be a witness, why you can do the same works that Jesus did, and much more. To order this three-part series entitled Winning the World, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.billwinston.org. Success is a choice. This choice is driven by the decisions you make. In his book, Transform Your Thinking, Transform Your Life, Dr. Bill Winston will tell you why God created you to think big.
What we need to do is get the Word of God and reprogram our minds with the Word of God.
Find out how to expand your mind to think on a grand scale and see the glory of God manifest in your life.
As a man thinketh, so is he. Want to change your life? Change your thoughts.
To order your copy of Transform Your Thinking, Transform Your Life, simply call 1-800-711-9327 or order online at www.billwinston.org. Order your copy today. Transform your thinking, transform your life. Now available in paperback. We live on a word planet.
He said, for my words, they are spirit and they are life. See, the tendency is that we think our words are just sound. We think our words are just noise. They're not. They're spirit.
Dr. Bill Winston's new book release, The Law of Confession. Learn why words are the most powerful things on earth, why what you say matters, and so much more.
Words are the most powerful things in the earth. Speak them. Get your tongue right and sing.
And the word was made into music. Donald Lawrence, live concert on CD, The Law of Confession.
I want to make it so that your words have value.
In stores now. Pastor Bill Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center, located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. For information on visiting our satellite churches located in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Tuskegee, Alabama, visit our website at www.billwinston.org. Today's message is available in its entirety on CD or DVD when you use the product number on your screen by writing to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.billwinston.org. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.